Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
I welcome Véronique de Rougier, the Mercatus Center, my guide on matters as weighty as the Federal Reserve Board, because we have news in these last hours. The president has nominated for the Federal Reserve Board Stephen Moran, who is right now at the White House Council of Economic Advisors. The appointment is till January 31st, 2016. Véronique, a very good evening to you. The Federal Reserve has been in the news recently because of a dispute between the White House and Chairman Powell about interest rates. That's traditional and ceremonial. Suddenly a chair opens up, and there's speculation it'll be this dignitary or that VIP, and perhaps the president will use it to challenge Mr. Powell. None of that has happened. Instead, a man already well employed at the White House for the Council of Economic Advisors is now moving into the Federal Reserve Board, where for the next 6 months he doesn't need to say anything. Is that a positive? Can you figure this out for me? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. I cannot figure this out for you, but I can tell you what my gut feeling is telling me. And I've literally no way of knowing that this is correct, but let's speculate that maybe Stephen Moran, maybe that's his dream job, but it's only his dream job for 6 months. And he's going to have to go through confirmation from the Senate, which is going to be painful and all of that. Or maybe he just doesn't want, he doesn't like his job at the Council of Economics, of Economic Advisor anymore. And you know, maybe he just doesn't believe some of the stuff he's been saying. Who knows? Maybe he wanted a way out. Maybe he didn't want to have his career affected by having been in the Trump administration. I don't know. I don't know what is motivating him. But I remember yesterday thinking, who would want this job? Who would want this job? It's a not even 6 months job. It's like 4 months, and you have to go through the Senate? Ugh, sounds dreadful.
Your new column, Creator Syndicate, is the larger story of institutions in the federal government that we have come to depend upon. And there is this moment where we begin to doubt our institutions because of the White House's decision-making. For example, the dispute between Mr. Powell and Mr. Trump seems almost personal, not institutional. But the reigning question of the week has to do with the Bureau of Labor Statistics, when it published a revision of jobs numbers over the last several months. The president wanted us to know that he was firing the new head of the BLS, who had been confirmed by the Senate with an overwhelming vote, because he didn't like the numbers. Why was she fired? Do we have a reason?
Well, he thinks that numbers put out by the BLS have been rigged because of all the revision that have happened in the last, you know, like many years. And he's right, that he's absolutely correct that there are enormous amount of revisions. I mean, which, like, I mean, I read a number which I put in my column that in the last 30 months, there's been 25 revisions to the number put out about employment and job creation. It is enormous. It's an enormous amount, 25, and 20 of them were downward revisions, and 5 were upward revisions. And the president thinks that this is a sign that the system is rigged. Instead, actually, it is a sign that the system is broken, that the system for putting out this data is just not working anymore. But firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics is not going to change this unless they decide to invest the money to have a better system, which has been proposed many times, but we'll see what they do.
My understanding is that there is a very poor response rate. I think what that means is when they call businesses for an understanding of how many jobs they've got, how many they've moved, people aren't calling back. Is that what it means?
Yeah. Yes. The survey that they have to, people have to fill out, the response rate has collapsed dramatically from over 60% to 43% during the pandemic, during the pandemic, and it's stayed dramatically low ever since. And so it means that when, like, they get this survey, they estimate a number, and then when they go and check, they realize that actually the number is not the same. There were enormous revisions under the Biden administration, at some point the BLS noted that they had overestimated the number of jobs created by 800,000 during Biden terms. I mean, there's really a problem with the system. And maybe also the problem is that putting that number every month is actually kind of is not doable, and having a number that is accurate. I don't know. I don't know what the solution is, except to say that there are ways to fix it. It will require money. I've heard floated around the number of 15 to 20 million to basically put in place a much better system. Is Congress going to want to do it? I don't know. It's in their hands. If they don't do it, you can fire the BLS head as much as you want. The revisions are going to keep taking place.
From your reporting, though, it sounds like the BLS has had a problem for some time. It just didn't come up because of politics. Gig work, hybrid jobs, and emerging trends. Now, gig work is something that is just commonplace. And for the BLS not to track it seems odd. Why is that? I mean, do they not read the newspapers?
They do, but I think, again, you know, if they're not giving incentives to actually kind of change the way they do things, they're not going to do it. It's too politically risky. As for unemployment numbers, I mean, one of the arguments is that the unemployment numbers tells you something, but it doesn't tell you everything. It doesn't tell you some of the, basically, the sometimes it doesn't tell you the health of the labor market. It doesn't tell you how many people are underemployed, how many people have actually exited the labor force because they couldn't find a job. It doesn't tell you all of this. One of my the former CBO director, Keith Hall, when he used to work at Mercatus and was working on labor issues, he used to say we need an alternative number that gives a better idea of what the health of the labor market. You know, there are lots of frustration with the way the BLS does things, for sure. And they should be fixed. That's an argument for reform. Firing the head, it's not going to change unless they put someone who is highly dynamic, who convinces Congress to spend the money that needs to be spent to change the system.
If the new head of the BLS, whoever that is, comes in with a good number, are we going to believe it?
Well, unfortunately, considering the circumstances of the firing of the old one, no, because it looks like that person was fired because the revision made the labor market look bad for Mr. Trump. So unfortunately, no, it could backfire and no one may believe the new numbers coming out from the BLS.
Veronique de Rogier is the George Gibbs Chair in Political Economy and a Senior Research Fellow at the Mercatus Center, George Mason University. I'm John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.